More than 400 Michigan farmers had a chance to meet with their state legislators this week to talk about their priorities for 2013. The Michigan Farm Bureau has outlined three main focus areas for its agenda: access to markets, workforce development, and regulatory reform. Current State's Kevin Lavery sat down recently with Jennifer Lewis and Michael DeRider. Both are members of the Michigan Farm Bureau's Board of Directors. DeRider says access to markets largely means having good roads and bridges, a cause for which Governor Rick Snyder is urging the legislature to spend more than $1 billion.
Well, some of the numbers that I was given is roughly 80% of our roads are in fair to poor condition. I mean, this is a critical issue in getting agricultural products to market, not just on a finished side, but on a raw side as well. I can give you a specific example. We also have a small food processing facility that we do tart cherries. There's a road right next door to us that's getting massive potholes, bumps. The road's in extremely poor condition. We have to reroute the route that we take down to a cold storage. That's just one of the prime examples of this. I mean, and this isn't just an agricultural issue as well. I mean, when you improve the roads, it's not just agriculture that gets a benefit from this. It's all aspects in every industry.
Who is our export market?
Canada is our biggest export market. I believe there's a third of our products here in Michigan go to Canada. Very surprising for some. Even though we're so close, no one really realized that Canada is a huge export market for us. So bridges, roads, the infrastructure that we have is definitely needed to get our products over there in a more timely fashion.
I'm going to switch now to workforce development. And Michael, you said you represent the young farmers. I don't have it in front of me, but I've heard before that the average age of the U.S. farmer is somewhere along 55 or 60. It's not a young population. What is being done in this state to encourage a younger workforce?
Right. Well, one of the things that we're pushing for at Michigan Farm Bureau is the Michigan Merit Curriculum. There's a lag right now between a person who gets a high school education and a person who gets a four-year degree. Not everybody is geared up to get a four-year degree. Within agriculture, we're looking for people that get these technical degrees, such as a two-year degree. I have a brother-in-law, for example, who's a welder. Very useful employee on the farm, as you can imagine, with implements and whatnot. We need to allow high schools to develop curriculum programs that better suit the need for agriculture, because as we go forward, there's going to be a big gap in the workforce that we need to accommodate. So we're looking for a little better program for those students that might not be geared up for a four-year degree and might be more adequate for a two-year degree.
What about our migrant labor force? We rely upon many people, primarily from Mexico, for our fruit harvest. The federal government is taking up immigration reform once again with some renewed efforts. Recently, Secretary of State Johnson approved driver's licenses for the DACA-eligible immigrants, people who came to this country before they were 16, so that harkens back to infrastructure again. Thoughts on the progress that we're seeing in Washington and how that could ripple back to Michigan?
Well, the immigration issue definitely hits home with me, particularly with fruit. I mean, we hire a lot of seasonal employees. As Michigan Farm Bureau, we're definitely pushing for immigration reform. We need seasonal workers. We've been seeing a decline, particularly in Oceania. We had asparagus and some crops that went unharvested due to a lack of labor. So it's a very important issue. Some of the priorities that we would like to see going forward will be a program that allows us to have a usable workforce that we can implement. Right now, we're working towards that. We're working with legislators. We'd like to see some action on this, not on a state level, of course, but on a national level. As Michigan Farm Bureau, we would like to see this not come into a state issue, as some states are doing down south.
Jennifer, you look as though you're ready to pounce in with an answer here.
No, I totally agree with Michael. It needs to be a national program, not a state program, because of the variety of products that are grown here in the state. There are many seasonal migrant labor that come into the state. I have a dairy farm. We also rely on immigrant labor, but they stay here. They're not in 1 month and out a couple months later. So it's very important to the majority of Michigan agriculture that we have a solid workforce, people that are ready and willing to work. And unfortunately, sometimes we find that we don't have a very willing workforce of Michiganders. And so it is important to all of agriculture that we obtain, that we keep, and hire good workers.
I'm going to stick with a federal issue. The federal farm bill is still hanging fire out there. It passed the Senate. It's still not gone through the House yet. I'm sure Debbie Stabenow is chomping at the bit. Thoughts on getting that through? What can be done to influence our federal lawmakers, and what benefits that may bring to Michigan once it's finally approved?
Well, that's a very good question. Of course, we would like to have had a farm bill already. We feel that that by them putting it on the table really doesn't benefit anyone. It was a very big topic that we spent a lot of time on in Washington, trying to help legislators understand how important it is to agriculture. Like you said, unfortunately, it didn't pass. It's got an extension. We are, of course, working on trying to help those legislators understand that it is an important issue for us, that we do need updating of that program, and that we are very willing to help them figure out how to make that happen. But, you know, we need to keep in mind, and your listeners need to keep in mind, that it's not just about agriculture. Agriculture only impacts a very small portion of that farm bill. And the majority of that farm bill is nutrition programs for the needy. And probably not just the needy, but that is a big part of it. And so other people really should be concerned about the farm bill, not just the farmers.
Michael, I'll ask you about the third leg of the agenda, which is regulatory reform. What regulations need some reform? What's the problem?
You know, when we look at regulatory reform, for example, we're looking at, you know, not necessarily that agriculture is complaining necessarily about regulation, but we're just looking forward. I mean, the governor has put a strategic food initiative out there to try to expand growth throughout our industry. We're trying to come up with that challenge and meet the needs that the governor has put forth before us. In order to meet those needs, we need regulatory reform so that way if a business wants to come in, a processing business wants to come in the state of Michigan, that's relatively quick and easy for them to be able to set up and efficiently run without all the red tape and taking forever to get them here. And if we can get these people here, I mean, that's tax revenue for everybody towards programs.
Final question I'll ask Jennifer. What idea would you want to communicate that you're hoping would resonate and get some action at the state capitol?
You know, our goal is to engage them with our members and to have our members tell them what we're interested in, what bothers us, what keeps us up at night. And so the whole premise of this whole program is to have that contact and have that one-on-one discussion about Michigan agriculture and the things that we deem important today.